All right, we're back. This is the second hour of Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program in the Zone, host Eric Schein. And we've got Payman Motahedah from the Justice and Freedom Conference that's coming up, being held by Freedom Law School in Irvine, California. And we also have on, and you just heard some of the very few tidbits that you'll be hearing about from Robert Lawrence. And you'll hear some more, hopefully, in this next hour. But we're going to go ahead and hand it over to Mark and welcome Mark to the show. In the last couple of minutes of the past hour, we did bring Mark on, but I want Mark to go ahead and speak about what he's going to be talking about at the conference. What's going on? You mentioned something, Mark, that blew my mind, and I don't think it's really gotten out there too much, was all around the world there are tribunals convening to prosecute Bush and these criminals for war crimes.
Yes, that's not something that I myself have written on that much, but that's my understanding, yes, that there's people that are very taken aback by this aggressive imperialist type of warfare that our country is engaging in, where the executive branch completely ignores the declaration of war powers that are supposed to belong to our Congress, and just fights any war anywhere it wants, on any terms it wants, at any point in time, with really nothing from the public or our representatives in Congress getting in its way. It's an extremely troubling development that deserves.
Well, but think about how long that's been playing out, and some of the test cases for that, like the war on drugs and war on poverty, and all these other quote unquote executive branch wars that have been declared, and Congress sat there and said nothing, rather than rebuking the president to the point of impeachment if he ever spoke of war without the full consent and authorization of Congress.
Right. Our founders worried about that maybe more than any other one area, where they really wanted to tie the whoever the president was, Democrat, Republican, you know, a clown with pink polka dots, it doesn't matter what party they're from, it's the power to declare, or the power to engage in war, is a very awesome power. And if left unchecked, the abuses would be horrendous. And now we're AFP, American Free Press, is doing a lot on looking at what's going to happen in Iran. All the saber rattling and our U.S. Navy force is starting to build up in and around Iran. And that there's a big spread in American Free Press right now in the February 19 issue that gives a lot of background on Iran. By my colleague Michael Collins Piper. That's kind of his specialty. But, it's very troubling.
Boy, real quick, if I can throw out, Payman, you're Iranian, aren't you?
That's correct.
And I don't mean to break a confidence or anything, and hopefully I didn't, but I believe that's important because, you're an American, first and foremost, but you're of Iranian, descendancy. And I think you would be as much against this as I'm born and raised, here in the United States, but I'm Irish, half Irish, half Portuguese Catholic, and I'm as strongly against this because I see what it's all about. It's not only about carrying out unjust injury to the people and nation of Iran, much like it's been carried out to Iraq and Afghanistan and, many other countries, and there's more on the list. But also what it bodes for the people here at home, you and I and everyone on this call and, listeners and more, that as soon as they go and launch against Iran, they're going to launch against the American people, too.
Well, as you know, I am Jewish born in Iran, and I became an American citizen in 1989. And, of course, as it doesn't have to be Iranian to be against this all this rabble or, rousing and talk of war with Iran, because this is just the Bush Empire attempting to expand their power and attempting to please their big money banks, corporations, Zionists, or their masses to get them more profits.
Yeah, well, you hear the music. Sorry about that. That's the first break, but we'll be right back, and I'd like you to continue on with that thought. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the Zone, host Eric Schein, with Payman Motahedah, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson from the upcoming Justice and Freedom Conference. We'll be right back. 800-238-9443.
Do People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, and host Eric Schein. We've got Payman Motaheda, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson, who will all be at, and of course, Payman is the host and president of Freedom Law School. He'll be the host of the conference. But Robert Lawrence and Mark Anderson will be speaking on their individual topics that all, and I must point this out and make it very clear, that all of what we are talking about, all of what we are seeing, all of what we are feeling are fruit, I guess, from the same bad or corrupted tree. They're all symptoms coming from the same problem. And one of them, one of the core, is war, you know, aggressive war, whether it be Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran. These are not defensive wars. They are aggressive wars. This administration has made it clear that preemption is a new doctrine, new policy. And they're not, and I want to make it very, very, very clear, it's not just about foreign nations and foreign people. Preemption is being used here at home to block, and they're using wiretapping for this. They're using the, like the Nokia and Motorola phones that came out where the, you know, Big Brother, whether corporate or governmental, could flip on the microphone even if the phone is off and eavesdrop in on people. And this came out in federal district court documents. In New York, involving the Genovese family, the crime family, mafia family, or alleged, I guess it's been proven now, and so much more, whether you go back into Echelon, many of the programs that have come out of DARPA, the Defense Agency Research Program Administration, and more about the military-industrial complex and all these programs that are being targeted back upon the American people now, much like in the 50s with Hoover and Moore. You know, he had dossiers on a lot of people, congressmen and senators included. And now what they've done is they've taken this enormous wealth of technological, you know, resources, and they've turned it back in upon our own people to shut us up, quell our complaints, to basically make our complaints moot, like they've done to Sybil Edmonds, like they've done to Daniel Ellsberg, who broke the, you know, Pentagon Papers, and so many other quote-unquote whistleblowers. Now, anyone who complains, anyone who's a political dissident, anyone who speaks out becomes a target for this administration to go after, and they do it in so many ways, shape, and form. But, Payman, if you remember what you were mentioning just before the break, if you could go back to that, I'd appreciate it. I think we had talked about, you know, you being from not only Iran, but the fact that you're also Jewish, and you're standing against this, much like Rabbi Weiss and others.
Yeah, well, the fact is that, you know, you don't have to be of any particular nationality, race, or religion to be against murder. War is murder.
Amen to that, brother.
The only time that murder is allowed under any law is in self-defense, and clearly this aggressive war is not in self-defense. That's why the U.S. Constitution is written in a way that to have wars be defensive only, and as you stated, this current aggressive, imperialistic Bush administration is attempting to please its big money banks and corporations and Zionist backers, and instead of the will of the American people. And so, yes, they, you know, the Iranian people are very much against this, but the challenge is going to be upon the American people to stand up to warmongering that George Bush is continuing to do right now.
Yeah, well, and not only people here within you know, as many people call it, the beast, and a lot of people believe that the Bible was actually a not necessarily an allegory. You know, we are taught to take it literally, but many people realize it for what it is. It's literally a text telling us how they build up and tear down civilizations, you know, using the pyramiding scheme. And even if you look at the ancient pyramids, to some extent, they're almost as if they are not trophies or statues, but symbols to the whole concept of the pyramiding scheme. And, you know, you've seen the all-seeing eye floating above the base pyramid to where the all-seeing eye is up and apart and separate from. It's a Ponzi scheme. I mean, they've set up these. It's a rule by royal families. It's feudalism. It's corporatism. People from all over the world need to stop it, because it is going on all over the world and not just here at home, and we're not just carrying it out upon other nations. I mean, even if you look at Argentina, Bolivia, much of what's been carried out on in South America for a very long time, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, there was no Panama. We actually annexed it from Colombia. What we've done in Iran itself, I mean, Jimmy Carter, that whole issue, you know, the embassy being taken over, Iraq, Egypt, I mean, you can go on and on about all of the quote-unquote foreign entanglements that we have been involved in the last 100 years.
Well, that's why I'd like to suggest people check out the website of one of our vendors, that of Frank Durrell, which is addictedtowar.com. And they can get the book addictedtowar.com, which has now become officially an optional book for teachers to teach at the San Francisco Unified School District to the kids about history of war making by U.S. administration after another for a long, long time. The first was a war against the American Indians who were here first. Then the war against the black men who were enslaved forced into slavery by force. And then we had the war of the states that called misnamed Civil War. It was not a Civil War, it was War of the States, which was a northern aggression. Then you
then Reconstruction became basically like the Cold War.
The First World War was a set-up job to get America into war with Germany. When the Lusitania sinking was pre-planned, to happen by U.S. administration along with this Western European allies against Germany. And the Second World War, we knew that President Roosevelt had broken the code on the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor. In fact, he was egging the Japanese to attack America.
Oh, he was. He was looking for, he didn't care if they bombed a little merchant ship or a private vessel or something. He wanted anything to be drawn into the war.
That's right. That was actually the Roosevelt and his allies wanted to get U.S. into the war, even though publicly Roosevelt had told the American people that he's against the war. So this is just the latest in the series of aggressive wars that the U.S. Government has entered into. But I think in some ways it's the most shameless one because it's the most obvious one that anybody with a 2 cents of brain can see that it's wrong.
Well, and if we don't stop this now, one way or another, and I hate to say it that way, but, you know, hopefully following the paradigms of Gandhi and King and others and so many others over the eons in time, they will. This is the last straw to push us into perpetual war, to where it's going to be the nation state or corporate nation states against the people, and they are fortifying the courts, they are fortifying the food distribution systems, they are fortifying the mail. They are fortifying us, you know, separate and apart from our own legislators. What is going on right now is just unimaginable, and it goes well beyond anything that Huxley, Orwell, you know, Kafka, Frankel, or any others not only told us about from their imagination, but from history. Frankel lived through, you know, the death and internment and slave labor camps in Auschwitz and more, And he actually, and this is an important point I want to bring this up, I talked to Mark about it earlier, they're using the system of quote-unquote the capo or capos like they did in the prison labor camps and death camps, and they even used it in our own, you know, court, or not court, but our prison system here in the United States, is they make the most ruthless, the most cruel, the most self-serving, the most unintelligent individuals within the prison system the trustee, quote-unquote, of all the other prisoners. And they steal from and beat upon, and even in the death camps, they were trained by the SS. They're using this system, and much like Alex Jones throws out there about Prison Planet and Global Gulag and more, they're trying to turn our own system into a, you know, a gulag, a prison camp, and they're trying to put guys like Bernie Carrick, if anybody remembers that, in charge of Homeland Security, this Uber agency, where his big claim to fame was prisons, and he was a bootlicker to Giuliani. And I don't even believe he had a high school education. And he was going to be in charge of doctors, lawyers, scientists, and more. They're trying to set up this fascist dictatorship, much like they did in Germany, much like they did in the USSR. And if you look at what's happened and the reason for it, they want to take down the United States from within and steal all of the U.S. Treasury assets and move it into this quote-unquote North American Union or whatever they're going to call it.
Well, I think Mark is probably most qualified to answer about the North American Union plans on that. Mark, you want to comment on that issue?
Sure. Boy, there's a lot of ways you can come at this issue. Well, the North American Union, just for any listeners that don't aren't acquainted with it, is really just sort of a carbon copy of the approach used to consolidate Europe into the European Union. In our case, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, their borders would be reduced to a near meaningless status, and the nations would be merged into a larger new nation, or something approaching a new nation. And you know, the Council on Foreign Relations calls it a North American community. They love that word community, as does the press, because the word community has sort of a soothing effect. But North American commune, or you know, or socialist state, or corporate socialist state, would be much more accurate. And it's really in the war of words where the mainstream press kind of tends to propagandize the people. The words they choose and the images they use are very instructive. If you saw the newsstands this week, I've been doing a lot of travel for American Free Press. U.S. News and World Report has these two pictures, one of the Iranian president and the other of Bush, and their faces are side by side, and they both
look I saw that.
Yeah, and
Bush looks pretty scary in that one.
Yeah, if that's not outright newspaper safe
propaganda
for conflict, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it's like Hearst. It's like Hearst did. You know, if they want a war, I'll give it to them.
Right, and it's not reporting, it's psychological conditioning.
Yeah, it's propaganda, complete. I mean, it's unabashed propaganda.
Psychological
warfare. We'll be right
back.
Yeah, it is, totally. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, with host Eric Schein, and on we have Payman Moteda, Robert Lawrence and Mark Anderson from the upcoming Justice and Freedom Conference and Freedom Law School. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, and host Eric Schein. And we are again with Payman Moteada, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson. Mark's from the AFP. Robert Lawrence is to speak on, and Mark is going to speak at the Justice and Freedom Conference, as is Robert. Robert's going to talk about the IRS and some of his recent victories and some new information, actually a lot of new information. And what's amazing with any of these individuals, whether it be Joe Bannister, as you've heard him speak before, or anyone else, is every time they speak, you not only get a little bit of more clarity, I guess, but also other new facets of what's gone on and how it all ties together pop up. And you can go to just about any, you know, because it also depends on where you're at in your life, the level of enlightenment that hopefully is growing on a day-by-day basis, or wisdom. And there's a lot of little books out there, like the 24-hour meditation, and it's basically the same text, you know, one page for every day, and you read them over the course of time. There's 365 pages, but if you read those every year, and depending on wherever you want to find them, there's a bunch of different little meditations out there, whatever, thoughts for the day. Every time that you read them in your life, over the course of your life, you will get something different out of each one, even though they say the same thing. So I recommend for people to go to the conference and listen to these people speak. There will be so much more information and so many more people at this conference than has been at the past there has been conferences, I think back east too. Payman, you had some back east, right? One of the initial ones? Or
we had done a couple of conferences back east, and hopefully we might do one in Texas in October as well.
Hey, amen.
The more right now.
Well, the other thing too, and I would hope that, and I'm just putting this out, is that people really need to, on a weekly basis, get all of these individuals out and heard as much. Like Elizabeth De La Vega, she's got her book out, U.S. vs. Bush. She's a former U.S. attorney, a prosecutor, federal prosecutor. She's now on, I think she's up in the top 10, like number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. And, you know, she's got an indictment against Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, and I probably throw a few more names in there. But she basically lays it out in her book as if she would do it in court. And she's one of, you know, so many, whether it be John Dean, the former White House counsel for Richard Nixon, who came out with a book called Worse Than Watergate, and so many others who have stepped forward as truth tellers. And even if you go to the Bible, in there it talks about the swords will come from their mouths. And, you know, it's basically a an allegory or a euphemism for the truth. And the truth, you know, many people have said in the past that the pen is mightier than the sword, and the truth is much more powerful than a lie. And when it comes from more and more and more people on a daily basis, growing day by day, not by one or two or three or 100, but tens of thousands, if not millions of people around the world who have had enough and do not want to see a recreation of this macroeconomic business cycle called war, to where these royal families, quote-unquote, who perceive themselves to be royal in some, you know, way, shape, or form, wish to pool all of our resources together under the threat of some boogeyman and then build a surplus of timber and coal and steel and chemicals and rubber and Humvees and tanks and technology and other resources so that they can sit and live off of them for the next 50 years or so until they have to go ahead and carry on another world war. We don't want to live like that, and we need to flip this, many have called it the Keynesian or Keynesian economic model, to where, you know, and this goes into the whole concept of perpetual war, something that we need to stand against strongly, each and all of us, and do so together. And anyone on an individual basis who is under the gun out there needs help and support from everyone else. And people really need to start circling the wagons to help and defend all those truth tellers that are out there, like not only Payman, but Robert, Mark, and others.
Yes, I agree.
And ditto.
Well, guys, jump in. Mark, tell us the Fourth Estate, why it's so important, and what you're going to be talking about at the conference.
Well, yeah, the Fourth Estate is really important when the other three are so dysfunctional. We have a judicial system that just protects itself for the most part. We have a legislature that's just an advisory council, and that's being kind.
They've actually become a manufacturing base, to where they're manufacturing law more than, you know, doing anything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have bills they never read. They have bills that have multiple parts that you know, they couldn't read if they wanted to. It's insane to pass legislation you don't read. But, yeah, we have a legislature that's basically out to lunch. They've given away their power to coin money. They gave away their power to declare war. All of that's been either given to the executive branch or the private Federal Reserve. As I say, the courts protect themselves pretty much, or help protect the executive branch. The executive branch has become like a virtual king that rules over all of us. And that leaves the press. And the scary thing is, most of the press is just sort of a homogenized, all sounds the same, all looks the same, all smells the same kind of quasi-factual propaganda machine, where they mix facts and non-facts into sort of a brew that's very difficult to discern what it's about. And you have to kind of look, as I say, for the buzzwords and the concepts. And we'll pick that up after the break. So,
yeah, it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland meets The Wizard of Oz meets Blade Runner and a bunch of other It's simply amazing what's going on right now in our country. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, and host Eric Schein with Damon Moteta, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line-out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Eric Schein. And again, we have on Damon Moteta, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson. And Mark, I want to go real quick to American Free Press. And this is the February 12th, 2007 edition I subscribe. And on here, I just want to touch on some of the topics real quick, throw them out in some of the things that are covered in AFP. And you can find that on, what is it, www.afp.com.
AmericanFreePress.net. It's spelled out, AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, and NAFTA takes more victims. States begin selling off toll roads. Patriot activists see ominous trend. Has an article on that.
Yeah, that's one that I did along with another one on free trade. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say stopping free trade. President may lose power to make free trade agreements. I can't even believe they gave up under the Commerce Clause. They gave them the fast-track authority, which, you know, when they did that, I was just like, livid. I could not believe that Congress carried that out. And they've been marching. It's just one thing after another, putting all the ducks in place, just like in the former Weimar Republic before it became Nazi Germany. People do not realize how deep down that road we are right now. Here's another topic. Democrats vow to fight free trade. They have a picture of Byron Dorgan. Will big talkers own up to rhetoric and rein in greedy globalists? Ron, and you're starting to see a lot of this stuff on Lou Dobbs. And I'm not, you know, I used to think that Lou Dobbs is out there fighting the good fight, and but he's actually come out now and on the trade deal about the ports, you know, where not Hutchinson Wampo, that's part of it, where they're going to do the inspections or whatever. It's a Chinese company that's owned by the, I think it's the second guy in the PLA, which is the People's Liberation Army. It's the militant, you know, portion of the Chinese government.
Right.
But it's the Dubai ports deal where now supposedly AIG, an American quote-unquote company, has come in and bought the ports deal. But if you know what AIG is all about, they actually have departments and agencies and corporations that they bought up that used to insure slaves. AIG has now taken on and taken over the quote-unquote Dubai ports deal, and Lou Dobbs has come out and said, oh, well, now that's all settled, as if that's a good thing that AIG now manages our ports. And it just blows my mind. I mean, you know, from the academy I went to, which is part of the Department of Transportation, it's a valid federal and military service academy, an officer, you know, federal maritime officer, to see what's going on. It has been going on for a very long time, where now 97% of our cargo is carried by foreign flag vessels, not under our direct control, under our flag, managed and controlled and operated by our people. And the fees and registration and everything else going back into our country just blows my mind. But Ron Paul says he's ready for a 08 presidential run. That's another article. And then we've got on the inside, White House, Pentagon brainstorm, blame the Iraq mess on the Iranians, which is, you know, standard for this administration is blame the victim. 100,000 show for anti-war rally as Bush and co expand war plans. DFR urges sovereignty surrender. Council on Foreign Relations admits it wants to see North America merge. That's James P. Tucker, Jr.,
right,
that we talked about earlier. Indiana and Pennsylvania officials put for quote-unquote for sale signs on state roads. Foreign conglomerates clamoring for right to own free trade corridors. That's by you, Mark Anderson.
Right. I could probably comment on what you're saying. Cause
well, real quick, hold that thought. Let me throw out just a real quick more, and then I'll just open it back up to you. But Ron Paul is a dark horse in 2008 presidential derby. America First policy should resonate well with the public, by Mike Blair. Here's the other one you talked about by you, Mark Anderson. Are the quote-unquote trade winds shifting? Democrats must seize this opportunity to reverse 20 years of free trade foolishness. There's a bunch of different articles, or not articles, but advertisements in here also. Republic Trading Group, Blueprint Water Unit, Capturing Pollard, Super Mob, the Power Knee Support, more articles on we can win free trade fight. Patriots should pressure their congressmen to make sure the president's free trade fixation does not survive past June. English only gains. Tancredo chides Bush for insisting on the same failed plan. Nonprofits bankroll Israeli nukes, 501c3 tax exempt front companies funnel funds for expansion of arsenal. And that's Michael Collins Piper, and many people have heard of Michael Collins Piper. He's been out there for a while. CIA agents in Europe face kidnapping charges and more by Richard Walker. They got a picture of Robert Gates there. And I could go on, but, just as I turn the page, there's an advertisement for the 2007 Justice and Freedom Conference.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same thing.
So go back to what you're going to say.
Well, the like, for instance, to sort of narrow the focus here, the one about the toll roads being sent off ties directly into the ports, like the Pacific Mexican ports that China is moving to control through Hutchinson Wampo. And China is also busy buying up a lot of iron ore around the world for their frantic industrialization and militarization. But it all connects together because these highways would all become part of this NAFTA superhighway system within the United States, where goods arriving on Chinese ships at, like, Pacific Mexican ports would be sent up through Mexico over land and rail, by truck and by rail, right into the United States, right on these new highway systems that they're building, the Trans-Texas Corridor.
But it also, most importantly, and I hate to interject, but I apologize for being rude, but it most importantly divides the nation more so than it even is now with this whole complex paradigm that they've set up between blue and red and all this other BS. But it divides the nation with a 1,200-foot wide, quote-unquote, and it appears to be, it's going to be a toll road, 1,200 feet wide, four football fields wide, with what I believe is a 10-mile variance on either side, and they're going to use eminent domain, Kelo versus Connecticut, and other decisions to come in and grab land and even pave it over if they need to or want to, for what they believe is to save it from themselves for future generations because of what they're doing with chemicals, depleted uranium. You know, if you want to believe the stuff about global warming or not, there are supposed maps out there about the the Arctic ice glacier that's actually on a landmass on the Antarctic, I believe. The Arctic is actually sitting in the ocean, so it won't affect it if it melts. I mean, it will, but not as much as the Antarctic, to where if it slides into the ocean, it could raise the sea level 20 to 30 feet, whether you want to believe that or not, or global warming. Naval science actually has maps on this showing what the Earth will look like after this occurs. Well, and whether they're using it as propaganda to scare the elites or other elites into carrying on this program, this fascist program of absolute conservatism, to where it's us against them, it's scary times.
Well, the question, there's global warming. The question is whether man causes it with his emissions or whether it's some natural process like solar activity. And that's where a lot of media propaganda comes in, too. But, yeah, the important thing about American Free Press is it connects the dots where people can see the connection between the ports issue and the highway issue and the free trade issue and how all that connects together. What the mainstream media tends to do is present everything in little snippets, and you can never quite get the whole picture. And,
right.
And American Free Press tries to connect those dots factually, of course, not making things up. And let people know that the Trans-Texas Corridor and the sale of the Pennsylvania Turnpike are part of the same puzzle, pretty much. And the
canal
and the ships
so
coming
the
into the Pacific ports, and so we try to connect those dots so people can see the bigger picture, can see the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
Right, and because that is the most important thing is that we all need to understand that no matter what you're fighting, whether it's depleted uranium, inoculations and vaccinations for our troop that included mercury within them, or simply even if these inoculations and vaccinations are perfect and there's no problem with them, they're sitting them down and giving them 14 or 17 of these inoculations and vaccines at the very same time, which has to contraindication when you mix inoculations and vaccines like that is not a good thing to do, and it affects. I mean, and we're having all kinds of problems from that, and then we're not protecting and defending the health and lives and future of our soldiers. Well, let alone they want to take the very same programs that they've carried out to our soldiers as property of the state under the Ferris Doctrine and apply it to the rest of us under military rule.
Let me interject something here on that thought. You know, not only the inoculations, but for example, the global warming theory was presented by the same gentleman who 10 years prior had a global cooling theory that he espoused. And if you ask me, that is nothing more than a disingenuous scientist who is looking for grant money from the government to continue his scientific experimentations for whatever purpose.
Well, but in real quick, and I'll throw out this as an engineer, and I got a $180,000 education all paid for by you, the taxpayer, going to a Federal and Military Service Academy, Naval Commission, and more, and I spent a lot of time all around the world and, dealing with science and technology and more engineering. And I do understand from the laws of thermodynamics that, energy in equals energy out. You can't, it just doesn't disappear. And we are carrying on more activity on the face of the Earth, and whether it's something that's being caused by solar flares, the sun, sunspots, whatever. Well, right, and that, or because I do believe we are adding something to the mix and that we can be doing things to move towards, putting less pollutants up in the air, putting up less carbon dioxide and other, products in the air, using cleaner fuels, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things they're also trying to do right now with what's going on, even with the oil, is they want to push us into nuclear power facilities, which really hasn't been disclosed or shown yet, but trust me, it's coming, to where, because if you understand how the whole nuclear industry works, power generation industry, it's a boondoggle like you wouldn't believe, just like the defense industry, and they steal billions of dollars every year and pocket it just much like what's going on in the military-industrial complex. And I have personal experience with the Navy, Military Sealift Command, Transportation Command, throughout the United States Merchant Marine Maritime Industry and stuff, to see where they pigeonhole, you know, as much as $40 million or more, and they can't find it because of lack of proper oversight, budget, and accounting practices and more.
This all goes back, though, to the root problem, of which a lot of will be discussed at Paymon's conference, and that is that it took us over 90 years to get from where we began to where we are. And that, if you look under scriptural dictators, over a generation, you know, being over 70 years. So this is all kind of pre-planned and premeditated. The problem is going to be, we didn't get here overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. But there's two things that I can see we've got to do. First, the American people, as in general and in whole, must first come to understand the law. They've got to stop relying upon other people. And the second thing is, we've got to put that federal genie back in the bottle, because as the Supreme Court has already ruled in times past, we don't have a national government, we have a federal government. But they're trying to make it a national government. And so we have to be able to learn to reverse that process and put the genie back where it belongs.
Well, and it also, I mean, even from the Constitution, it was a small U, United States, and not a large U, United States, incorporated. And if you look at our history, you know, the bankruptcy in 1933, where they basically carried out a change in title. Many people believe our Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights was a bankruptcy document or change in title, laying claim to the land and resources and people and property of this continent. And then we pushed it through Manifest Destiny to include the whole continent. Sorry?
You're talking about receivership?
No, Manifest Destiny, to where we basically believe that it's our right to own the whole continent, you know, from sea to shining sea. Mm-hmm. And then now we're going from top to bottom. But people don't understand that they're trying to set up the same paradigm like they did in Vietnam and Korea, north and south, north and south, our own Civil War, north and south. Oh, well, Germany will throw a new paradigm in there, and we'll do east and west. Now they've come up with this new paradigm in the United States to break it up and move into this North American Union, which is the blue and red, which is an atypical paradigm that's spread out all over the place to try to, you know, divide and conquer all over the place. And they want to set up, and even Chavez, whether he believes it or not, or knows it or not, or is partaking in it or not, he's setting up or helping with setting up this paradigm of the North versus the South, to where it's North America against South America. And these guys, you know, they've done it. We started with 13 colonies, and then it progressed to 48 states and then 50. And there's been so many things that have happened that, you know, our country looks much different. But the one thing that we have always fought to maintain and hold on to is our rights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and no matter how it may look in the future.
Back to my original statement that we, the citizens of this country, you know, whether your country is Illinois or Wyoming or California, those of us combined under the Constitution must understand who we are, what we are, and what type of republic that we are in, and stop these guys from doing these things, which is outside which we would call ultra-virus, those things outside of their lawful authority.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. To do that, we've got to start. You know, real quick statements here. We need to. Anybody that subscribes to a mainstream newspaper should really immediately stop doing that. We have to stop patronizing their system. We have to take papers like American Free Press and similar news sources and grow them and spread them out and increase their distribution and have conferences like we have, the one coming up, and talk
about... Well, and do it much more regularly, too, and even on a smaller scale. It doesn't have to be this big. We can do it, you know, broken up all over the place, but people really need to start doing it almost on a weekly basis. I mean, really, we need to waken up more and more people.
Right. It's turn off the TV, educate yourself, and educate your friends and your kids. A lot of this matrix that we're in is of our own acquiescence, and we have to find every way we can to think independently and encourage others to do so. And, you know, I think we're on the right path with this radio show and the conference and what we're talking about, no matter what the issue is.
Well, it goes to ever vigilance, too, to a large extent.
Yeah, like for instance, American Free Press ran a letter from the Iranian president to the United States people. The mainstream press instead will put a picture of the Iranian president making him look somewhat devilish or somewhat unstable on the front of these magazines. And it's too bad we can't just get the simple truth out, you know, wider to show that he doesn't want war. Why would any person in the Middle East want to fight a superpower like us? It's ridiculous. And
right. If
the American people could just be encouraged to see past this warmongering propaganda, and, it can be done. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, and the people that control our government and the nation, they're not omnipotent. They have their weak spots, too, and it's our job is to find those weak spots, their kinks in the armor.
Well, real quick, too, I want to throw out is, and this is why I believe that the attack upon Iran is imminent, unless we really, really start to, push this, because now in my own situation where Homeland Security has been prosecuting me for, quote-unquote, being depressed for the last 4 years, pulled me out of civil court, violated the separation of powers and more, the vice commandant, this woman, has vacated the order, and they're supposedly going to allow me a hearing, but it's all focused on my medical or mental competence. But they've turned it over to an ALJ, who's not a judge. He's an executive branch, quote-unquote, hearing officer. He's Article 2, but he's involved with stuff going on in Iran. We'll be right back. No, it's mind-boggling, some of the stuff and the interconnectivity. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Eric Schein with Payman Motaheda, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Yeah, let me throw this out real quick. I'll finish up on that thought I was mentioning, but they brought in a quote-unquote cleaner, and this judge is coming over from the Commerce Department where he ruled on cases as a Coast Guard ALJ, which is really bizarre, on embargoes against Iran on compressor parts used for pumping oil. And when you think of the gravity of that, he could, by his decision and what he carried out, affect the ability of Iran to pump oil, which would also affect the crude oil and fuel prices, you know, worldwide, and people could make quite a lot of money, even by affecting the price by a couple pennies, if not, you know, dollars, on a barrel of crude. And he's also a former assistant attorney general for Virginia, so he's constitutionally incapable of rendering a proper decision in this case, and he's also an executive officer. And he also was involved as assistant attorney general for Virginia in a cover-up, quote-unquote, of a case that involved a Down syndrome kid that was raped multiple times, and he's now coming in on this case where I'm, quote-unquote, being charged to be, you know, medically, mentally incompetent somehow, and they have been prosecuting me aggressively for this for the last 4 years. I do not expect any kind of a proper hearing. And I've been putting this out, and I've been trying to get a letter-writing campaign and more out there, and also get the wagon circled, so that if I do get a hearing, people demand that I get a fair shake, much like Lieutenant Watata did most recently, to where there was a mistrial declared. They've actually pulled me out of civil court and prosecuted me for my civil complaints, let alone the charges they brought up against me were for, quote-unquote, being depressed. But when you see like them bringing in a cleaner like this, and he's tied to Iran and more, you start to see the interconnectivity, and that these guys are making moves and to try to shut up stuff so that they can somehow, anyhow, launch against Iran.
Well, yeah, it's just all of it's part and parcel of the need for serious judicial reform, which American Free Press has touched on. I'll mention that at the conference, too, some of the stuff I've written and others have written about the judicial accountability thing that they tried to pass, the ballot initiative in South Dakota back in November, and how that's spreading across the country.
Well, real quick, he's actually a member. Well, he's also a member of this group who's against that, and the quote-unquote constitutionalists who supposedly went after a bunch of judges or something or whatever, but he's a member of this group that wants to bring cameras into the courtroom to bring technology into the courtroom, which is a good thing in some regards, but when you start to think that the judge's computer is not necessarily the information that we see, and somebody could send him an email or a text message in the middle of a trial and tell him, look, hang this guy. And so he does whatever is necessary to hang somebody when they're clearly innocent. Those type of introductions of technology into the courtroom are very disturbing unless there's some oversight and some rules, and that the people are aware of this stuff, and make, because even in my own situation, the judge received phone calls in the middle of the trial. No one knows what was said. It was off the record.
Yeah, that's really bad conduct, and maybe the other two would want to comment on that. It's something that needs a lot of scrutiny in these judicial accountability initiatives. Those sorts of things need to be taken into account. Do you guys want to add something? Or hello?
Damon? Anybody? You guys there?
Well, we're here, but not knowing any of the particulars, you know, and or anything that, you know, not having anything before me that I could review.
Well, but it's not about me. We all understand there's huge problems and corruptions within our court system, top to bottom.
You know, that's true, but, you know, and this is nothing to point fingers at anybody in particular, but the number one thing that I have seen as far as what causes problems in most of the courts is that we don't know how to move the law.
Well, and also public accountability and proper disclosure and openness.
Yes.
You know, Freedom of Information Act and more. We've seen how that's all changed under this administration, big
yes.
time.
Yes.
That's it. Justice and Freedom Conference, March 9th to the 11th. Damon Motaheda, Robert Lawrence, and Mark Anderson. Be there or be square.